Hi, my name's Nicole. I have been working with Rachel for the past several months, and I would just say, you know, she's a wealth of knowledge. She's natural at what she does. She gives you, you know, advice that I think you can use every single day. She's super real, leads you down the right path. I've enjoyed every moment of it. Her skin camp is exceptional for anyone that wants to take a bit of a deeper dive. It's like being in the bathroom with Rachel. She guides you through everything. She's super passionate about it. You have the ability to watch it over again. By far worth all the investment. I go back to it all the time for reference.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode on the Rachel Varga podcast. I am thrilled to have you joining me here today. We are going to talk about teeth whitening. Yeah, you got it. Teeth whitening. This is a question that I've received probably about 3 times last week from my clients. And they're asking me, Rachel, what are you doing to keep your teeth so white, so fresh and so clean and all of that goodness? Well, I am ready to share my secrets. So hold on, we're gonna get into that in just a second. If you're new here, welcome. My name is Rachel Varga. I'm a double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011, and I've performed well over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures. I actually just finished writing a paper for the Journal of Aesthetic Nursing. It's a UK-based medical journal. On my rejuvenation algorithms, where I highlight the importance of having a consultation to give you the plan that you deserve for what you can do at home and in clinic and bring it all together, bring it all home. So that's where I come in. If you haven't yet booked a one-on-one session with me to figure out your specific skin needs, create a plan, all that cool stuff with ongoing guidance from me, I would love to meet you. Use promo code podcast15 and book your session with me at rachelvarga.ca. Also, a quick update for everybody here on the show is I have created a brand new biohacking, cellular health, skin health guide. It's my 9 keys for skin health and slowing cellular aging. You can pick that up over at rachelvarga.ca/slow aging. You can also find it in the description of this episode. Go ahead and download that guide because I highlight my 5 key skin steps that you need to do now. Doesn't matter what products you're using, you gotta do these 5 things. And then also my top 4 biohacks for skin health, reducing your toxic load, and helping to promote higher cellular health. This is really important. Cellular health is like the guts behind healthy skin, slowing aging, and keeping your inflammation and toxic load down. It's actually a really fun topic to talk about. And not really anybody is making the connection between skin health, slowing aging, and your toxic load, reducing your toxic load, and all that through biohacking. Pretty cool to be the first. All right, let's get into it. How to keep your teeth white? Well, first of all, one of my clients actually had an interesting experience with a teeth whitening device that she bought recently. Believe it or not, she used this teeth whitening device and she basically bought this and then like 2 days, 3 days later did a consult with me. And she said, Rachel, I am actually experiencing my melasma on my upper lip coming back. So this was, I believe, an LED-based at-home light-based teeth brightener. So it's basically using really bright lights to like kill microbes and stuff in the mouth. I'm assuming, I haven't specifically looked into how exactly this light, the frequency of it, and, you know, the joule output and all that stuff, but I imagine it's doing something to that effect. Now, if you have melasma or you're prone to hyperpigmentation, some of us are a little bit more prone to this than others. If you've, say, had a lot of sun exposure or have had kids or noticing shifts in your hormones, menopause sometimes can bring this on. we can actually get a hyperpigmentation to our skin and this like mask almost of darkness. Sometimes we get it on our temples, our forehead, around the eyes, or to the upper lip. And what happens to the upper lip, it kind of makes you look like you have a mustache. So for the gents tuning in, you know, that's all good for you. But for the ladies, we got a couple things happening as we age. We not only get whiskers growing on our chin, but we also can have this propensity for hyperpigmentation of the upper lip. This is called melasma. And this can actually be kind of like spurred on through hormonal imbalances, but also through different detoxification pathways being gunged up behind the scenes. So that's why focusing on your cellular health and reducing your toxic load is important for melasma. Now, if you do have issues with hyperpigmentation and melasma, I got an amazing supplement right here. 15 years of third-party independent lab testing, comes from France. I took mine today. I'm not prone to melasma, but I'm prone to hyperpigmentation, precancerous skin lesions, and burning easily. So that's why I like to take certain skin supplements. Send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca, if you would like to get your hands on this specific supplement. That is proven through research and also in my 10 plus years of working with this product with my clients. My clients that suffer from melasma, it works, and they keep coming back for more of it. And I even did some research for this company recently too, which is pretty cool. So getting back to teeth whitening, that was a bit of a roundabout tangent on melasma, but it's kind of part of it. Sometimes with these non-toxic at-home options, they can actually carry side effects, whether you like to realize it or not, especially when it's light-based and your skin is already sensitive to photobiomodulation and have a propensity for hyperpigmentation. So if you have a propensity for melasma and hyperpigmentation, I don't recommend you use these in-the-mouth, light-based, white teeth whitening devices. My number one tip for having white teeth is getting regular cleanings. I go to the dentist probably every 3-4 months. No, I don't just go once a year, twice a year. I go pretty often. I invested a lot of money in this smile with braces and all of that. So there ain't no way I'm not going to the dentist to upkeep this Hollywood smile that I got going on. It's not an accident. Oral health is really important, and having regular visits to your dentist for cleanings. If you don't have a dental plan, I do not have a dental plan. My husband does not have a dental plan. I run my own show, literally. You're on it. And going for a dental cleaning is going to be a couple $100. Pay it. And also ask for a polish. This is going to be keeping the buildup of plaque off of your teeth, and also polishes. You sometimes have to ask for it on top of your cleaning. I literally get a polish every time I get my teeth cleaned. And that's one of the ways it keeps, that's a strategy I do that keeps my teeth like really white and really smooth. I also use basically like a electric toothbrush. And then I also have a water scaler at home. So it's like this high pressure water device that like shoots water into your gums and cleans out pockets and all of that. Oral hygiene is really important. Obviously, you should be flossing too. Kind of like this water scaler though, I'm really keen on not creating a lot of waste with anything that I'm using. That's why I don't use like cotton pads for putting toners on, or makeup blender brushes that just get thrown out, or, you know, different things that are going to create waste. I really look at how I can be a smarter consumer in literally every single aspect of my life. I don't want to expose my body to toxins, and I don't want to contribute to the landfills filling up one piece of floss at a time. So that's why I really like my water scaler. The other thing I can suggest, which unfortunately does carry a bit of toxins, some of my clients that I work with, you're cool with the 80-20 rule, and some of my clients, it's just there's no freaking way that you are using Crest White Strips. In the past, I don't think I've had to use Crest White Strips for like 3 years. I kid you not. But what I did was maybe just for like 2-3 days in a row, use some Crest White Strips. They're like $50-$60, pick them up. But the trick with the Crest White Strips that I found is I can't use them for more than like 2 or 3 days in a row because my teeth get super sensitive. And after you use them, you have to clean your mouth out really well so that you don't inadvertently ingesting the agents that are basically used to bleach your teeth. I believe it's like a hydrogen peroxide based product. And there's obviously some other things in there too, because it tastes super like sour. You really want to brush your teeth and rinse your mouth out really well so that you're not ingesting those ingredients that are basically like removing surface stains. The other thing that you can do is potentially have some bonding done to your front teeth. Now, bonding isn't the same as veneers. Bonding is something that's quite a bit less expensive. They don't file your teeth down to posts, but they do a little bit of filing, and then they use like a composite to build up your teeth. And this is a really great way to, this is actually something that I've done to my teeth, and I'm like smiling, but there's nobody looking at me. It's kind of weird, like recording podcast episodes all by myself. I'm like, I'm looking outside. It's a really nice sunset. I feel like I want to be outside in the sunset. Y'all know I'm going to go outside for a little bit of activity after this, because I have literally, it's 8:15 p.m. I've been going nonstop since 10:15, with the exception of having a phone call with one of my girlfriends, having a bit of food and a collagen bar and some rice. Very exciting, I know. And fed Donald and Daisy outside. I spent a little bit of time in nature, but I need to move this beautiful body of mine. Doing a little bit of bonding to your upper or lower teeth can be a great way to adjust the shape of your tooth, and also is a great way to actually get your teeth a little bit whiter too with the composite. I was actually very interested after nursing school in either going to med school, dentistry school, becoming a naturopath. All three of those options were things that I was looking into. So I actually learned quite a bit about teeth and teeth whitening and cosmetic dentistry, because I love all things beautiful and fabulous and all that stuff. But I'm really happy I'm doing what I'm doing now. I feel like I'm really making a difference in the aesthetic space by promoting sort of like this higher knowledge and knowing in regards to not just offering every rejuvenation procedure that's on the market, but really how can we promote more skin health, slowing aging, and promoting less toxic burden, which inevitably will give you better skin and slow your aging. So in a nutshell, those are my tips for getting whiter teeth. Now, get your teeth cleaned more than you should be. Get a polish each and every time. Maybe use a couple of days in a row of Crest white strips. Rinse your mouth out really, really well. Use an electric toothbrush. Use a water scaler. If you want my toothpaste recommendations, let me know. And again, I don't necessarily want to get into specific product recommendations on the show here, because not every recommendation is going to be good for everybody. But you can use a toothpaste that is, of course, sodium lauryl sulfate free, and is optimized for sensitive skin and also for whitening. And I do have a couple of options. So email me info@rachelvarga.ca if you would like my recommendations. Chances are, if you're on the show, you want all of my recommendations. And I'm actually going to be selling my favorite toothpaste as well. So stay tuned. Basically, I am selling to you absolutely everything that I work with. I'm turning into this resource for all things skin, hair, nail supplement, makeup, hair care, self-care, peels, all the things. Basically, all the things that I like to use that is proven to do what it says it's going to do. Of course, why wouldn't I want to recommend it for you as well? Let me know if you have any questions from today's show. Send me a direct note, info@rachelvarga.ca. It's my pleasure to be your guide. And if we have already met and had a one-on-one consultation and you want to check in, email me for my 30-minute booking link if you want me to go over your biome test results. That is something that I'm doing now, which is super fun. The other thing that I wanted to mention was your wine. Don't swish your wine, your coffee, anything you're eating and chewing to the front of your teeth. If you are going to drink wine, drink dry farm wines. That's third-party independent lab-tested wine. You can get all my favorite biohacking options as well at rachelvarga.ca/favorites. So I am a sommelier. I am trained in wine, and you're supposed to swish wine all over your mouth, but when you do that, it stains your teeth. I barely drink, and I honestly like can't remember the last time I had a glass of wine. It was probably around the holidays or something like that. So not having tea regularly, not having pop, not having wine, those are all like really important lifestyle hacks for having white teeth. And when I do drink coffee, I actually don't really let it touch the front of my teeth as well. That can contribute to staining. Brushing a couple of times a day are also really helpful strategies for keeping the teeth super white, because I recognize I got super white teeth, and those are all the things that I do, so clearly they're working. Have an amazing rest of your day, everybody, and I will see you guys next time right here on the Rachel Varga podcast. Stay vibrant, stay radiant, and many blessings to you and your loved ones.